9 of the 10 commandments carried over into the New Testament. The only one is we don't need to worship on Saturday. And the early church example was to worship on Sunday. But carrying over are many honor your father and mother verses. The book of Proverbs teaches this also. The book of Proverbs gives many teachings, and it's usually a father to children. So there are about as many commandments either way, but there's a lot more examples of fathers teaching children from the Proverbs. We have a list here on the top. I won't have us look at all these, but here is Exodus 20, verse 12, honor your father and mother. Deuteronomy, do it, second, namas, law, second repetition of the law. Deuteronomy 5:16, the same, honor your father and mother. Lots of Jesus quotes on this one. Matthew 19:19, honor your father and mother. Mark has it twice. Mark 7:10 and 10:19, honor your father and mother. Luke 18:20, honor your father and mother. And then Paul in Ephesians has honor your father and mother in chapter 5, and then obey. Children, obey your parents. True, there can be absentee fathers. True, there can be fathers that didn't do what is right. I spent one summer in New York and went evangelizing, among other things, at by Lake George at Glens Falls, New York, out in a park. And I told this total stranger sitting on a bench, God is like a Heavenly Father, and he got all mad. He says, if my father were here, I would spit on him. I'm not used to that kind of response, because I was never around that. The church people or the school people even, never around it. We were always around fathers that did good things. So there is such a thing as an absentee father, but they're not sitting in church on Father's Day. So we don't need to go that direction and teach about bad fathering and need to behave, because we have all good fathers here. They have taught their children to do what is right. The commandment fits them. They deserve it, of honoring your father and mother. The word honor is 376 times in the Old Testament. It actually is the same word as heavy. This can literally mean heavy. We have Eli, they stole the Ark of the Covenant, and he gets news of it, and he falls down on his chair and breaks his neck because he was heavy. So it can be literal. David's rebellious son Absalom had a haircut, and it was a heavy pile of hair. So heavy in the Bible can be literal, but much of the time it is not. Much of the time it is figurative, and that can be negative or positive. Negative, weighed down with sin, bearing the sins on a person. Heavy load to carry, negative. But of course, honor your father and mother would be to treat them like a heavy weight. They're important. I use the word sometimes gravitas. Heard it on the news way back when with the Al Gore days. Heavyweight. Treat dad like a heavyweight. Treat dad important. Respect. Worthy of honor. So honor your father and mother. There are cases of bad fathers and mothers, but nobody here is in that category. And we can honor father and mother when they are still with us. Sometimes when you're older like me, mom and dad are gone. I think, though, sometimes they hear reports from time to time. Now, it wouldn't be heaven to be watching the earth all the time. That wouldn't be like living in heaven to be watching everything that goes on here 24/7. But I think they know, because Hebrews 12 talks about running the race, and Jesus is looking at us, so run in his direction. And it talks about a great cloud of witnesses also getting information from time to time. And they probably don't watch down here all the time, but there are people arriving above as they depart, and they would be asking, what's happening with so-and-so? What's happening with my beloved relatives? So we can honor father and mother when they're still with us, or we can think that they are above, and once in a while they hear about how we are doing, and we still can do things that would make them glad. Honor your father and mother. All it says, children, obey. But then it does talk about a man shall leave his father and mother, and there's another generation, and don't need to obey anymore, like what you have to do and where you have to live. And don't need to obey as we're older, but always honor father and mother. Honor is heavyweight Greek word once in a while. Timeo, we get Timothy from it. Timothy means honoring God. Timotheus, honoring God. But here, honoring father and mother. Now we have some Bible verses here about why honoring dad. And I think I will read a lot of them for us so we don't go long today. Now we got lots of things to do and events and so forth. But 1 Timothy 5:8 is talking about providing for his own household. So shall we say that when we've had good dads, they worked very hard providing for their own household. 2 Corinthians 12:14 saying that children are not saving up for their parents, but parents for their children. And we have had good fathers that gave their lives slowly. You can talk about giving your life immediately in a dangerous situation, but usually it's giving their lives hours and days and weeks and years over time. God commands us to honor. They usually deserve it in our cases. Honor, because God commands. Honor also, because if we go to Hebrews 12, they tried to teach us what is good. Now, Hebrews 12 is about discipline, and we don't want to go off into discipline, but discipline includes teaching what is right. Let me read Hebrews 12:9. Furthermore, we had fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits? Well, we had earthly fathers, and they tried to teach us. We had earthly fathers, and they tried to discipline us. We had limited corporal discipline, but usually when they broke one of the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not lie, or kind of like hitting Marilyn, then we did it. Otherwise, we let a lot of things go because we like to spoil the kids. But parents use discipline. Good parents do a lot of teaching. 1 Thessalonians 2:11, just as you have known our exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father does his children. Why honor dad? Bible commands it. Dad has done real well taking care of us. They disciplined us to teach what is right. Many other character traits. I put down Proverbs and begin with verse chapter 20, verse 7. Let me find that. The righteous man walks in his integrity. How blessed are his sons after him. So walking, living, and looking at what is right, finding out what is right, doing what is right, it brings blessing upon the kids. Now Proverbs 22 says, when he is old, he will not depart from it. So there can be times of misbehavior, but when they were taught right, it usually stays. They usually do know right from wrong and come back. Let me read Psalm 112 next, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord! How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Well, I never know for sure when to quit on all these Hebrew words, but delight is also used of pigeons and doves. That is really odd. What you have is a pigeon that will not stop cooing and making noise. So when it says delight in what is right, delight in the word, it means keep paying attention to it. Over and over and over, kind of like a bird that will not stop cooing at delighting at what it sees. Well, we're supposed to delight in truth and delight in fathers who have taught us the truth. Good fathers teach the truth. Good fathers give lots of spoiling gifts. Now, Jesus says, ask and your father will give it to you. Won't he give you a fish? I think I told that to Tara the other day. Would you like a fish? It was not too exciting. They always want Bluebell ice cream with Hershey's syrup and cherries. So it would say, your father has given you good gifts. In our case, grandfather has given you good gifts. Therefore, give him your blessings. Psalm 103:13. Just as your father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Okay, compassion. I knew this before I looked it up, because the Hebrew word for compassion is strange, talking about a father having compassion, because compassion means a mother's womb. It's the same word, rechem. Act like a mother to the spoiled kids. Not literally a mother. The babies come out of mom. But act like a mother, spoiling the babies, spoiling the kids. And honor father because he did that. He provided. He gave good gifts. He gave compassion. Good fathers deserve honor. Jesus talks about the hireling, and we can have paid caretakers that do take care of kids, but it's not the same as dad, not the same as mom. Parents care, and to keep with the illustration, they're not going to run off when the wolf comes. So, first part, so far, honor father and mother. Why? He deserves it. He took care of us. He gave good gifts. He taught us right from wrong and discipline. Now maybe a little bit on how to honor father and mother. And there are lots of Proverbs 23 verses. I think we'll have time now to look at Proverbs 23, so why don't you go ahead and find that. We'll look at Proverbs 23, and I will read verse by verse. I won't read them all at once. How do we make Dad glad? We will read Proverbs 23, and I'll read verse 15 to start with. My son, if your heart is wise, my own heart will also be glad. quite a bit in the Bible on wisdom, especially the book of Proverbs. Proverbs begins that way to teach wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:2 is wisdom and instruction. 1:4, to give youth knowledge and discretion. 1:8 of Proverbs, hear my son, your father's teaching, do not forget your mother's instruction. The commands usually have both. Probably actually more father's instruction written down in the book of Proverbs, but the commands have both. And how do you make them happy? Be wise in your heart. We'd say be wise in thoughts, what is true, what is not. Be wise in emotional feelings. Now we'll read verse 16 of Proverbs 23. And my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. So, knowing what is right and wrong and then telling others what is right and wrong will make Dad happy. Factually right and wrong, ethically right and wrong. Now we're in Proverbs 23 still, so let's look at verse 22. I'll read a little bit of 22 and following. Listen to your father who begot you. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth. Do not sell it. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding. And here's what happens to Dad when we do. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who begets a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad. Let her rejoice who gave birth to you. So you can see it goes both ways, father and mother. More teachings about father to his son, but the commands are about the same. Might come a couple of chapters later to chapter 27, as we have two more verses. I like chapter 27, verse 11. Wise, my son, and make my heart glad that I may reply to him who reproaches me. From time to time, somebody may say something nasty about Dad. And Dad might respond, but Dad might not say anything. Dad might just think about, well, whatever nonsense you're talking about, here are the kids. And if there is a society that exalts strange people, and it does, just look at who it exalts on the TV. Look who gets, you know, Taylor Swift for Father's Day. That was on last night. What's that got to do with Father's Day? Exalt crazy people, and then here, but I can reply, and in my case, I have three adult kids, and I can think about them. I won't talk long about them, but I can reply and think, well, okay, you did this garbage. Here are the kids and the grandkids. They may reply to him who approaches me. Proverbs 29:3 is another example. A man who loves wisdom makes his dad glad, makes his father glad. The last verse we will use today is the very last verse of the Old Testament. Just happens to be right at the end. Very last page, very last verse of the Old Testament. And it relates to fathers and children having their hearts turned towards each other. Malachi 4:6, he will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children of their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse. Well, in the context, Jesus will come back. We have the Son of Righteousness, verse 2. He has healing in his wings. Everybody will be happy when he comes back. Among the things that will happen when he comes back is whatever broken relationships there are. The goal, one of the things of the second coming is they'll get fixed. It will restore the relationships of fathers and children and fathers. So here is one of the goals of Jesus' coming. Now, of course, everything else is sin will be removed, and only believers will get into his kingdom, and he will teach righteousness. But among the other things is all those in the kingdom of God, their families will get along, and they will be back together. He comes will be Elijah coming at the second coming, probably one of the two witnesses giving the gospel on the earth in the book of Revelation. And the parallel of the first coming was John the Baptist. So it's really talking about Elijah at the second coming, John the Baptist a type at the first coming of Messiah, second coming of Messiah, but when he rules, fathers and children will all get along and get together. So, very good looking at all of these verses. There are probably too many to look, but we can look them up at home. Why honor Dad? Well, it's God's command. Usually in our circles, he deserves it. He taught what is right and disciplined, usually spoiled with lots of gifts, and didn't have the babies, but still kind of acts like a mother in that respect of spoiling the kids. How do we honor them? Well, we honor Dad by delighting in the Word of God, having interest in Him. We delight in the Bible. We show wisdom. We can honor a dad if he's still alive. And if not, we can still think about doing what is right, because I think from time to time they know about doing what is right. So we can all have a good day. Will the musicians please come?